I've said that every Ghanaian president has done his share. Indeed, as you build, when you have a ball, for those of you who've done physics, if the ball is in a state of inertia, that means it's stationary. You need a greater momentum to move the ball. But as the ball continues to roll, it's easier to push the ball forward than when you move it from a state of inertia. It's the same with a country. The job President Nkrumah faced was very difficult because that was independence. He had to start the whole ball rolling. Professor Buzia came and continued. Even in the period of military government, Achampong and everybody contributed at least something to this country. Even for the military dictators, Achampong, all the low-cost housings that were built all across the country were built by General Achampong. And so, however bad a government is, it contributes to moving the nation forward. And other people take over and continue. We're doing our best to move the country to the next stage. Somebody else will take over and continue to move the country. And so, at any time that you are in control and you're leading, all responsibility for everything that happens is yours. The blame game won't take us anywhere. And that's why I avoid blaming anything on the past or any leader. That leader existed in his time. Society continues to improve and gives you the tools with which you can move faster. I am able to move this country faster because of what Rawlings and Kufuor and Atta Mills handed over to me. And by the time another president comes, he'll be able to move the country faster because the ball has started rolling already.